And that was Grim Mars, Serpents Behind the Throne, right here on Thrasher's Paradise, from Sudbury, as we mentioned. Kevin.
Nice.
I know you've done some work in Sudbury. You've definitely been to Sudbury.
Oh, plenty times.
Any fun, annoying, bad stories from Sudbury?
Yeah, the people from Sudbury are nuts.
How nuts are we talking?
I mean, we had a contract, and we were up there, and they're in a weird spot where they get so much snow that salt, and it gets so cold that salt just doesn't work in the winter. Mm-hmm. So they use a lot of sand. And by I mean sand, I mean it's might as well be a beach that the streets are like afterwards. So we got a contract doing street sweeping when I was with another company called DBI Services. So we're doing 24-hour shifts, cleaning the streets of Sudbury. And, you know, we're doing our day, night, our shift, night, everything like that. We went down this one particular street. We're cleaning it up. And the people came outside and were throwing eggs at our trucks. They're throwing pizza at our trucks. They just, you know, we're trying to clean up your streets and you're just throwing stuff at us. It's like, awesome, guys. Thanks so much.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a really weird experience, but it was fun. But I mean, I've done lots of work up in Sudbury. I did, you know, when you drive up through Sudbury and you see all the graffiti, or you used to see all the graffiti on the rocks and stuff.
Sure.
I did a job where I took all the graffiti off all the rocks.
How long did that last?
That was about 4 weeks that we took, because we only went between a certain point, like certain miles.
No,
that's
about
their budget.
I meant, how long did it last?
Oh, without them tagging it again?
Yeah.
To be honest, I haven't really paid that much attention going back through, because I haven't been up to Sudbury for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But it did last quite a long time.
Okay, that's good.
So I was pretty happy about that. And then what else did I do up there? We did some weed, some spraying there.
I thought you said some...
No, well... I didn't, but I'm sure it was done there.
Why do you think I'm throwing eggs at you?
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, the one cool job that we did there. I really liked it. We did all the chevrons and the turn signals on the highway. You know those, like, because it's highway, I want to say 17.
Okay.
But it might be highway 69 up there. I can't quite remember. It's one of the two.
69!
I know.
Take highway 69! It's hilarious!
Yeah. Problem was, it got bumpy in some dirt roads there, so...
That's what she said.
Yep. Anyways.
Sorry I had to.
No, so we were doing... We put all the turning signals on the highway.
Okay,
and all the stop places. Yeah, so, I mean, I've done a lot of cool work up in Sudbury. And they're, for the most part, they're pretty cool people there. But that one particular night when they just decided to throw eggs and pizza and, you know, whatever else they had in their hands at the time... To people that were cleaning their streets, just to throw it at the trucks was kind of weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Odd, for sure.
Well, they're an odd place, because they're not quite north and they're not quite south. They're right in the middle.
So they're perfect for the Central Division.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Now, as we move on from Sudbury, where shall we, well, I guess, go route to next?
Nah, let's make a big jump. Let's go down to Niagara. Because Niagara, wow. You got to tell me that Duskwalker's part of this Niagara.
Who?
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, we have Duskwalker planned for tonight. And a couple of other...
Yeah.
We have some stuff.
There is a band, and if you guys are listening...
There's a couple.
Yeah. Guys from Atlas Let Fall.
You're...
Put stuff on so we can play it, man. Like, you guys are good. You know, we just can't find anything. If you don't put anything on, we've got something of yours. We'll put it on anyways.
Are you threatening to give them exposure?
Yes. I'm going to give a band that wants, you know, a band that plays, that's active. They're still active, right? Well, as active
unless
as you can
to
be.
John, yeah.
Yeah, so.
John's the lead singer, by the way.
Yeah. We you know, when we interviewed them, they did a performance for us. As far as...
We are.
As far as I know, we're the only ones that have any sort of audio, video footage of them that could be put online. I'm sure they've got stuff, they just haven't done it. We should just ask them if we can do it one day. hey man, you guys are a band that has nothing available online. Do you mind if we play something of yours online?
Maybe.
Easy.
Ow. That pen was going to be evil.
Yeah.
Evil. No. But Kevin.
What?
I think it's time to play Piss.
Oh, I like them. Are they from Niagara?
I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of Deck Piss or Piss Deck.
Who?
Piss Deck.
That's a band?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the song by Various.
Oh, okay. Oh, I remember that song too, yeah. Yeah, no, I was thinking of Piss Deck. They're from around here.
Okay, never knew that. But no, we're going to be playing Various right now with their song Piss right here on Thrasher's
Thank you.
Dimensional Collision by, you ready?
Yep.
Duskwalker.
Nice.
That's right. We played Duskwalker and Various in the same set.
So if you thought you heard the same vocalist twice, you did.
Did. Same with Eaten by Sarks and kind of with the further. Long story. We'll get into it. Kind of. I don't know. Kevin.
Yes.
Niagara region. Very beautiful, home to Niagara Falls, St. Yep. Catharines. You got any good stories from there?
Yeah, I once had to do a spray job for CP Rail.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of funny because Mario, your cousin, was mm-hmm. still living in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And CP Rail owns, if anybody's been to Marineland and seen the rail that goes through there, that is actually active CP Rail rail. It gets used, not frequently, but it's still actively in use by CP Rail.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I ended up having to spray there, killing for weeds and whatnot. And it happened to be on a day where your cousin Mario was at Marineland for a school trip.
Okay.
And I jokingly said to your mom in a video that if I see Mario, I'm going to spray him. And then he heard that, and he was like, what? Why would you spray? I mean, he was like 10 at the time or something like that. It's going back a few years now. But he's like, why would you do that? So that was kind of funny. But the weird part about that whole thing was the crossing that I had to get off on
mm-hmm.
was like in the middle of the park. They couldn't get me to the outside of the park. They couldn't. So I ended up having to drive this gigantic spray truck filled with chemicals to kill weeds directly through like all these people trying to get out of the park.
Okay.
So that was like a, you know, not the greatest thing, but, you know, it was still, that's probably my most memorable thing about doing anything at all in Niagara.
Yeah.
If I go to Welland, which is just outside, I did get to talk to CP that one day, and it was the one and only time that I was able to bring somebody with me to tour down the rails, which was super cool that day. And I arranged it with CP and all the heads of CP that I had to talk to and whatnot. I was able to bring my dad with me for a trip on it, and that was super fun because he'd always wanted to ride the rails because he's a big cowboy, like cowboy and an Indian kind of guy. So the whole idea of riding the rails and having bad guys come and rob the stagecoach and stuff, that was a big thing for him. So him being able to be in a small contained truck that was controlled by the person right beside him, me, he got to have this whole thing go through his head, like robbers are going to come and get us on horseback type thing. Like it was, he had a ton of fun that day doing that. So that was a lot of fun for me when he got to come out with me there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nice. But I didn't do a lot of work that way.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. I still have milk and I've got lots of cookies.
I know. It's very interesting. But now, Kevin, shall we move a bit up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's play our hometown here. Want to do that?
That's next week.
Oh, is that next week?
Hamilton's next
week. That
doesn't
make sense. I don't know why. We talked about this earlier, too. You're right. I forgot. They're part of a different division, but it makes no sense East that they're in the middle of...
They need to realign the divisions, in my mind.
Yeah, well, they're in the middle of a division.
Yeah.
Like, you literally pass through it to get to stay in your division. Okay, so who else do we got there?
We have North Bay, Mississauga, and Barrie.
Let's go North Bay, then.
North Bay.
We'll go back up.
Home to the North Bay Battalion, who... Are a team. Who are a team. But speaking of hockey, the Rangers have the first overall pick.
Yeah, did you see what Luongo tweeted out?
No.
That it looked like the Rangers ball was heavier than the rest. It was a joke that he put out there, but yeah. And then all of a sudden the internet just erupted about conspiracy theories and all this sort of thing. So,
as a Hurricanes fan, I was just like, that could have been us.
Yeah.
If you really think about it. Because we took out New York.
Mm-hmm.
If New York took us out, maybe that could have been us getting Lafreniere at first overall.
No, they would have definitely put weight in that ball. They're not sending a number one pick to Carolina anytime soon.
Oh.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to believe the theory that it's randomly rigged, Carolina is never going to be on that scope.
I don't care. We got a second overall pick 2 years ago. He's doing well for us.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? And I'm not bashing them because they're your team. They're just too small of a market in anything. You know, Pittsburgh's going to win over them. Toronto will win over them. Rangers will win over them in terms of winning a lottery pick. Those small market teams are never going to win a lottery pick. It's just not a thing. And that's if you buy into the theory that they're remotely rigged. With the balls?
I mean, Brian Burke,
who
everyone loves, is thoroughly not impressed with the draft this year.
No, nobody was.
Well, no, he straight up said the draft was designed to help the worst team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that now a team that could have been in the playoffs is getting this first overall pick contradicts the whole concept of the draft.
Because the draft was designed before they realized how much money hockey made.
Mm.
Right? Now they realize how much money hockey makes. Now they have to make sure that the draft indicates where a superstar goes, where they're going to get the most exposure. Other teams are still going to get second picks, third picks, but that number one pick is always going to go to a bigger market team that stinks.
But see, what sucks is there are these smaller clubs with these amazing talents that aren't getting the proper appreciation.
No, because they're a smaller market team, so who wants to watch them?
But still, Sebastian Aho almost had 40 goals this year from Carolina. Columbus has one of the best goalies in the Metropolitan Division.
Yeah.
Heck, Nashville has the best defense corps, one of the best defense corps in the entire league.
Yeah, but they all play small markets, so who cares?
That's the issue.
I know, but that's where money is. Money is not going to follow small market. which stinks. But it's like that for everything. Money is going to follow big bands. Money is going to follow bands that are going to, you know, probably a lot less talented bands, but maybe more interesting personas. Mm. Right? And that's just what it is. Especially this generation, make me happy right now. And then I'm going to forget about that, and now you got to make me happy right now.
But still, Detroit's a big market, too.
They are, and they'll get their turn eventually, but they're going to let them stink. They were on top for over 20 years as a premier team.
Yeah.
They made the playoffs 20 years straight or something like that.
Yeah, but they unintentionally had the worst season in NHL history.
Yeah.
And they didn't even intentionally want to tank.
Yep.
That's just the lack of, well, one, Jimmy Howard's your starter.
Well, see, that's the thing, and that's the problem, and that's where the original draft is bad, too, because they were so good for so long, their picks are picking at 20, 22, 24, stuff like that. Mind you, they picked up some really good picks in the mid-rounds.
They for the longest time, always seemed to get the steal of the draft.
Yeah.
A Nick Lidstrom, a Pavel Datsyuk, a Sergei Fedorov.
Yep.
Like, yeah. They just managed to just be like, okay, what's in Europe? That guy? Yeah,
right.
Draft him. Oh, you mean he's going to score a lot of goals for us and end up winning multiple NHL awards? Okay.
Yep.
We will take that.
All right, but we're not a sports show.
No, we're not a sports... but we're passionate sports fans.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but back to North Bay.
That's where we are. Ooh, cookies and milk. I love it.
We're going to play Buried Out Back with their song, All That's Left, right here on Thrasher's Paradise. We'll be right back. devil lived on.
No devil lived on.
No devil lived on.
Okay.
That's the band name with their song, How the West Was Won.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that. And where are they from?
North Bay.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you found enough bands, like four bands from North Bay.
Now, I've personally never been to North Bay.
I don't think I really have either.
Really?
No, I don't recall being there.
Do you know whereabouts geographically North Bay is?
I'm going to say it's north, but how far up north, I don't know. I think it's more towards like I want to say it's going to be not Sudbury, like more west of Sudbury. But I'm going to Google it right now.
Okay. While you're doing that, there's been a new discovery made.
Where?
In Australia. They've come up with a can of sparkling water.
Okay.
Called Liquid Death.
Fantastic.
Murder your thirst.
Oh, sorry. I was wrong.
Mm.
North Bay will be east of Sudbury.
Okay.
You go up through Barrie instead of going one way, you go the other way.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Instead of going down Highway 69 to Sudbury, you go up Highway 11. And that'll take you to North Bay.
Okay, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. Still really weird that Hamilton's not part of that division.
I mean,
just geographically, everybody can drive through it.
I mean, geographically, if we're being realistic, the divisions kind of could be redone.
Yeah. Well, how many times have teams changed around in the OHL, though? Like, recently they've been fairly stable.
But they never really moved around a lot.
Is there still a Brampton team?
No, they moved to North Bay.
Is there still a Belleville team?
They're the reason why we have the Bulldogs.
Yeah. You just said they didn't move around a lot.
Okay, well, they don't really.
Do they still have a Saginaw team?
Yeah, Saginaw Spirit's still around.
Okay.
Plymouth moved to Flint.
Right.
Erie still has a team.
Okay.
Well, Windsor, Sarnia, London, Kitchener, Guelph still have a team.
Right.
The only real change that happened to Mississauga was they changed their name from the St. Michael Majors to the Mississauga Steelheads.
Oh, okay.
Niagara Moot were originally in Mississauga called the Ice Dogs.
Right.
Because I believe they were owned by Don Cherry.
In Mississauga,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, the Mississauga Ice Dogs.
Yep.
The Ottawa 67 have always been the 67.
Yep.
The Greyhounds have been the Greyhounds for as long as I know.
Yep.
Peterborough's always been the Petes.
Yep.
Yeah. I know there was the North Bay Centennials.
Yes. In the 90s.
I don't know what happened to them, but I think...
What's Sudbury's team called still?
The Wolves.
Okay.
Yeah, they're still the Wolves. Barrie's still the Colts.
Right.
But no, like, the divisions are really messy. They need to be fixed.
Yeah.
Like, for example, Hamilton should be with bare minimum in the division, like, let's say, Niagara, Guelph, Kitchener, London.
Yeah.
Make that your central division.
Yeah.
Then you can do Sarnia, Windsor with the three American teams.
Mm-hmm.
Call that the South Division. And then everyone else, they can figure themselves out.
Just randomly fall into place. Yeah.
Well, Sault Ste. Marie and Ottawa should be in the same division. Because they're the two northern teams.
Mm.
I guess keep Sudbury and Barrie in the same division. And North Bay.
Yeah.
Kingston should be with Ottawa.
Yeah.
Mississauga and Oshawa should be in the same division. So boom, there you go. North Bay, Sudbury, Barrie, Oshawa, and Mississauga. And then that leaves Peterborough, Ottawa, Kingston, Sault Ste. Marie, and someone.
Wow.
This is really bad. Hold on, I gotta Google it up now because I feel bad. Because I know these teams, and yeah. It's like, I can't think of anything. So who's that last team? I know you don't know.
No, I have no clue about it. So where did we finish off?
We're in North Bay.
We're in North Bay?
No, we were in North Bay.
Oh, we were in North Bay.
Yeah. Oh! Owen Sound.
Oh, okay. The Platters or whatever?
Attack.
Well, that's a different name now, I think. No. I don't know.
Owen Sound Attack.
Okay.
Hi, Alex. I forgot your team. Deal with it. Yeah. Like a lot of people, Owen Sound. Forgotten.
All right. So are we going to Mississauga next, or do you want to do Barrie?
Your call. We can do Barrie or Mississauga. One of the two. It's up to you.
Let's go with Mississauga, because I really like the one band from Mississauga.
You like the one band from Mississauga?
Yep.
You want us to play them right now?
I do. I love Houndskull. That band is awesome. They are so much fun to be around. And for a stoner metal band, they're really good.
Oh, that. You sound surprised by that.
No. I was just really impressed with them when we got to go to their rehearsal space, also known as the basement.
Also known as parents' house basement.
Yeah. Yeah. But then they put on, they were the first bands
that... To perform for us.
Yep.
And they performed amazing.
Yeah, they did two songs for us. That was so good.
One of them...
And they're both on... No.
No.
One.
Older Than the Earth is off of...
You break another thing, well, you're out.
Hey, I have nightmares about that.
Okay.
Jeez. That sounds more out of place than the guy with the teacup in that bar we went to the other day.
Yeah, that was really weird.
That was odd. It was like, Is it tea time in England already? Yeah,
we have to make a few phone calls to continue with that conversation. Because I do want to talk about that.
Oh, we can't.
I know, that's what I said.
We just talked about the teacup. That's all you wanted to talk about. That's all we can talk about.
I know, that's what I mean.
Okay, fine. We went to a bar, and we saw a couple of friends.
Yep.
That's all we did.
Yeah. It was really good. It was really awesome.
It was a lot of fun. It was
so good.
The karaoke was horrible, though.
The karaoke, that was like a...
Like, you know how sometimes there's...
It was like a bus trip of seniors that all went there.
You know how there's, like, good karaoke?
No.
Did you know that there's a karaoke competition in Japan?
Yes, I did. That's where it all started.
Karaoke?
Yep.
It's weird, but no, you chose Mississauga.
Because I want to listen to Houndskull.
Now, before we get into that...
Nope.
Yeah.
Why?
We're telling this... I want to tell the story.
What story?
Oh, the infamous Mississauga story I have that involves you enraged.
Okay, I like this story already. Was I enraged at you?
No.
What?
You're enraged at the brick.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I forget how old I am. I think I'm in grade 6. No. A bit older.
A bit older.
I was in high school.
Yep.
Because we were at the semi.
Yes.
We were at the semi. I remember it was me and my stepbrother Owen was there.
Yep.
At the time. And I don't know why, but you were expecting an order for a mattress.
Well, yeah, because we had ordered a mattress and it was supposed to be at the brick in Hamilton, and they told me it was there. They phoned me, they emailed me, they did whatever, and they said that your purchase is here.
Okay.
So we went to the brick down by Center Mall or wherever.
On Barton. We went to the brick on Barton. Wait, but before we continue on, I thought it was late, the mattress.
No, it was supposed to be there. It was already delayed.
Okay.
Right?
That's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... Then they sent an email saying, oh, good news, your mattress is in.
Okay.
So we went down to pick it up. You guys came along for the ride.
Mm-hmm. It was you, me, and Owen.
And Owen, yep. And I got there. They're like, oh, no, you shouldn't have gotten this email and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, where's my mattress?
Yeah.
Oh, it's in Mississauga. Oh, all right. Well, I'm going to go get it right now. Oh, you can't. Oh, yes, I can. I'm not sleeping on the floor yet again. So I told them, for the inconvenience of you guys telling me that my mattress was here and the inconvenience of driving to Mississauga to get this mattress, I want like $100 or $150 off the purchase.
Yeah.
And they did it without even questioning.
No. So we
I didn't have to get mad. I didn't have to start yelling. I didn't be disrespectful to the manager. They were super apologetic. And they're like, yeah, here you go, bud. take the money. Here's your gas money. Go get your matches.
Yeah.
So, yeah, continue.
So, as that happened, me and myself were just like, what's going on? I don't know. And all we see is, we're going to Mississauga. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yep.
So we drive there. We have no idea where we're going in the parking lot of the break. The next thing you know, you're just like, I don't care. And you drove over the grass.
Yes, but what did I say before I did it? It's a truck. And I just jumped over the curb and drove up to it, yeah.
You get the mattress, we come back.
No. I did get the mattress eventually, but I pulled up there, and the guy's like, how'd you get here? I'm like, I came over the grass. The guy's like, no, you have to go out, because they had to know, you had to sign in to get in.
Oh.
But I couldn't find how to get to that part.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to stop at the gated entrance to say that you were there, what your name was and what your purchase was, so that they can try and get it ready for you as you pull up to the docks. But because I couldn't find that way in, and I'm already upset enough, I was like, you know what, forget this. This is a truck. Jumped up over the, over the curb, drove over their grass, and then just pulled into the parking spot. And the guy's like, no, you got to go back and do it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. And then, yeah, we eventually got the mattress.
And that is still one of the more interesting Mississauga stories I have. I've been to a lot of sports car conventions in Mississauga.
Yeah, and that's still one of the better ones? What's she going to do? Oh.
Well, we'll talk about the next one.
All right.
After we get back, after we're playing, off of their latest album, here's the song Low by Houndskull.